Thank you and good morning. The Arcata City Council holds a special meeting this morning to discuss how the city will pay back the state some $4 million in redevelopment funds following the state dissolution of redevelopment agencies in 2011. Staff recommendations are to approve a 10-year repayment plan through 2025 at around $300,000 per year to pay the state back. The council is expected to approve the plan. City Manager Randy Mendoza said the entire issue can be rather confusing.
RDA law is extremely complex. At the Department of Finance in Sacramento, we have accountants that are trying to interpret law that lawyers wrote. And here we are on the business end of it trying to make things work. And I'll tell you, lawyers and accountants don't always talk the same language. So sometimes you feel like some of it just flat doesn't make sense.
The city was originally on the hook for just over $2 million, but an audit by the State Department of Finance added another $2 million to that total. Dr. Luther Cobb, a local physician who runs a private medical business in Eureka and Arcata, was recently named the California Medical Association's president-elect. He will serve as president after having recently served as Speaker of the House of Delegates for 3 years. The CMA lobbies in Sacramento on behalf of medical doctors in the state, and Dr. Cobb went into further detail about the scope of the CMA's representation.
The California Medical Association represents 38,000 plus physicians in the state, in all modes of practice, all regions of the state, all specialties. It's slightly less than half of all physicians, but it's one of the largest medical associations in the country.
Dr. Cobb will take over his president's seat next October. A Ferndale police officer on patrol attempted to pull over a vehicle driven by 54-year-old Hydesville resident Corey Reeves on Wednesday afternoon, but instead of yielding, Reeves led the officer on a short vehicle pursuit as he headed toward Petrolia. During the pursuit, the officer saw Reeves throw an object from his vehicle before he pulled over. Further investigation after the arrival of backup units revealed the object was a plastic baggie containing an ounce of suspected methamphetamine worth about $3,000. Reeves was arrested and booked on several charges, including possession and possession for sale, felony evasion, and driving without a license. And Humboldt Bay Fire was called out to a business in the 300 block of Grotto Street in Eureka on Tuesday night after receiving a report of fire. Fire crews were notified that witnesses reported that a container full of flammable-smelling liquid had been thrown against the building, but passersby had extinguished that small fire that ignited. Arriving units did indeed find signs of the fire that had damaged the front door, windows, and front wall of the business, but the fire did not extend to the interior. Arson is expected as being the cause of the blaze, and the Eureka Police Department has opened an investigation into the incident. Anyone with information is asked to contact Humboldt Bay Fire or the Eureka Police Department. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Decade of Difference, making a real difference for the future of the North Coast. The Decade of Difference is unleashing the potential of Humboldt County's students, our rising stars. The Rising Stars Foundation funds the County Spelling Bee, Science Fair, Industrial Technology Fair, Stellar Student Awards, and more. Help every student in this county reach for the stars. Donate to the Rising Stars Foundation. Call 707-445-7018 or visit humboldtrisingstars.org. Decade of Difference, making a real difference for the future of the North Coast.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The legalization of marijuana is an issue that deeply affects Humboldt, Mendocino, and Trinity counties, and now that both Colorado and Washington State have legalized possession of marijuana, the issue is back on the front burner locally. County Supervisor Mark Lovelace points to the fact that the state and federal governments still crack down on marijuana cultivation, sales, and possession, and until there is uniformity across government, local government will remain in limbo. But the state can still assist local governments through the use of regulations already on the books that cover every other industry in the state.
Yeah, regional water boards, they don't regulate timber. They regulate the water quality impacts of timber. Fish and Game doesn't regulate timber. They regulate the water quality impacts of timber. And so they say, you know, you're harvesting timber over here, that's fine, but here's what you've got to do to protect water quality, to protect wildlife, to protect this.
Lovelace also pointed out that...
But the things that are regulated for everybody else, why aren't those regulated here? That's the simplest piece, so that we don't have to regulate marijuana, the cultivation of marijuana itself. If the state's not ready to take up that issue, which is, you know, I wish they were, that shouldn't keep the state from regulating the other stuff that they normally would, just to ensure that, you know, we're not causing unnecessary impacts.
For the first time, national polls indicate that a majority of Americans now favor the legalization of marijuana. And that's the news on this Thursday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.